Australia's fight against crystal methamphetamine, or ICE, has been raging for years. And last night at the ABC, the ABC aired the second part of its ICE Wars series, documenting the scourge of the drug.
And it's tearing apart the fabric of community. It's not just the victim that's the victim. It's the friends, it's the loved ones, it's the mother, the father, the sister, the children. They're the victims.
But is the rhetoric around ICE use in Australia causing more harm than good? Tamar Cranswick asked Professor Nicole Lee from Curtin University's National Drug Research Institute why the rhetoric around illicit drug use worries her. She started by asking her response to the ICE Wars program.
One thing that was a little concerning for me is the language and the images and the kind of thumping music gives a sense of doom and gloom and dread. And those kinds of images we know lead to a lot of fear in the community, unhelpful fear, and stigmatisation of people who use drugs. I think we need to be really careful about how we present people who use drugs in the media.
We have heard a lot about the ICE epidemic in Australia, especially in recent years, and there are some high-profile Australians, including Jackie Lambie, who's included in the ICE Wars program, who are leading the fight against ICE use. But what do the numbers say? Is the problem actually getting worse?
Just to put it into context, ICE is a type of methamphetamine. The other form of methamphetamine is a powder, which is called speed. They're the same drug, but ICE is stronger, so it naturally causes more problems. And what we've seen in the last 15 years is a consistent decrease in the number of people who are using methamphetamine, so both speed and ICE. What we saw between 2010 and 2013 particularly was of the people who were using methamphetamine, the majority now say that they prefer to use ICE. So I think those high-profile people like Jackie Lambie are responding to the increase in problems associated with it rather than an epidemic per se.
And what about the language that's used in the conversation? We constantly hear about the war on drugs, crackdown, epidemic. Is that sort of language, that quite highly emotive language, helpful, do you think?
Yeah, I think this is one of the big problems where we hear things like, we're under siege, we're at war, you know, it's tearing the fabric apart, a community apart. Those things are really, really emotive. And they're not, first of all, they're not accurate, but also they just create fear among people. And what happens is that it shuts down conversation, and it also makes it really difficult for the general community and parents particularly to have a sensible conversation about drugs with their kids.
There does seem to be quite a lot of fear around ICE as opposed to another common drug like alcohol, for example. How do you think we can kind of tailor those conversations so that they're not so based in fear?
Yeah, I think that is such an important point to remember that, you know, we've got another drug, alcohol, that causes far more problems. And the way that we see those images in the media, it's much more focused on illicit drugs and particularly at the moment on ICE, and it distorts the picture.
And what about campaigns that are targeted towards ICE and young people? What do you think about using fear as a message in those sorts of campaigns? Is it an effective way to get the point across?
Well, what we absolutely know is that fear messages don't work on young people, and they certainly don't work on young people that are at the highest risk of using drugs. What we've seen in America, for example, an evaluation of a scare campaign around ICE, is that it actually increased kids' interest in using the drug. It starts to make those drugs look interesting to them rather than uninteresting.
How do we start changing messaging around those campaigns then?
That's a million-dollar question, isn't it? I think some accurate reporting would be a really great start, and reporting in a context rather than just focusing on the really, really kind of dark, ugly side of drug use. You know, we need to acknowledge that most people use drugs, and including ICE, very occasionally for a short period of time in their life, and they eventually give up. And we need to make sure that we're keeping those people safe for a start, and also not creating a situation of fear and stigma that prevents them from getting help.
And what would you like to see? If there was one thing that you could change about the conversation around ICE use in Australia, what would that be?
I think the language that we use is really important, that we stop using terms like we're at war and we're under siege, and stop calling people who use methamphetamine and other drugs, pejorative names like monsters and zombies and addicts and junkies, those kind of terms are really unhelpful and they create stigma. If we can change the language that we use, tone it down a little bit, remember that people who use drugs are first and foremost people. And if we can remember that, I think we'll go a long way to reducing stigma.
Professor Nicole Lee there from the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University, speaking to Tamar Cranswick.